Can you imagine that no effort is required in listening to or imagining what follows? Can you imagine what it would be like not to concentrate, neither focusing upon nor focusing away from listening to the following questions? Can you imagine that your imagination is very subtle and effortless and includes all your senses, not just visualization? Can you imagine letting your multi-sensory imagination respond however it may as you listen to the following questions? Can you imagine letting your awareness center itself on body feeling without excluding the sense of hearing, seeing, tasting, smelling, mental activity, and the sense of time? Is it possible for you to imagine what it would feel like to sense the three-dimensional presence of your thumbs? Is it possible for you now to imagine what it would feel like to experience the presence of your thumbs even more sensitively than you already are? Is it possible for you now to imagine what it would feel like if you were already experiencing your index fingers, the fingers closest to your thumbs, as intimately as you are sensing your thumbs? Can you imagine experiencing the three-dimensional presence of your thumbs and index fingers simultaneously? Is it possible for you to imagine what it would feel like if you could experience the presence of your thumb and index finger on both hands, and also sense the absence between your thumb and index finger on each hand simultaneously? Can you imagine that the sense of absence in the space between your thumb and index finger can be experienced as intimately and as sensitively as you experience the sense of presence of your thumbs and index fingers? Can you imagine the fact that your fingers are made up of atoms of matter? An atom of matter is composed of a nucleus with electrons revolving about it. The nucleus of an atom is 200,000 times smaller than the diameter of the atom. The electrons are many times smaller than the nucleus. In other words, can you imagine the reality that an atom of matter is millions of times more space than solid matter? Can you imagine that your fingers are made up of atoms, clouds of tiny particles revolving around each other, floating in a vast space, a space that flows from outside your fingers through the spaces between the particles in every direction? Can you imagine that your thumb and index fingers are clouds of particles floating in space, right where they actually are, surrounded by space and permeated by space? Can you imagine feeling the space even more subtly and intimately? Can you imagine experiencing your middle fingers as intimately as your thumbs and index fingers, filled with space, surrounded by space, permeated by space? Can you imagine experiencing your ring fingers filled with space, clouds of particles permeated by space? Can you imagine experiencing your little fingers as fogs of feeling permeated by space? Can you imagine experiencing the space surrounding and permeating the clouds of feeling of all your fingers simultaneously? Can you imagine letting this sensation of absence and presence serve as a model for experiencing other portions of your body? For example, is it possible for you to imagine that your hands are filled with space, surrounded by space, permeated by space? experiencing the space of your hands and fingers as intimately as you experience the space of your fingers alone. Can you imagine what it would feel like to experience your feet and toes as clouds of particles floating in space, as intimately as you now experience the space permeating your hands and fingers? Can you imagine experiencing your wrists and forearms, your elbows and upper arms, filled with space, surrounded by space, permeated by space, just as sensitively as you experience the space of your hands and fingers? Can you imagine experiencing your arms, hands and fingers, and your feet and toes, and now your ankles, lower legs, knees, and upper legs as clouds of feeling permeated by space, floating in space, all as sensitively as you experience the space of your hands and fingers and feet and toes? Can you imagine experiencing the three-dimensional presence of your shoulders and the region between your shoulders, filled with space, surrounded by space, permeated by space, as intimately and as subtly as you feel the space of your hands and fingers, feet and toes, arms and legs? Can you imagine experiencing your hips and the region between your hips and your buttocks as a fog of feeling permeated by space? Can you imagine experiencing your abdomen and navel and the region between these and your back, your internal organs, including reproductive, eliminative, and digestive organs, as mists of feeling permeated by space? Can you imagine what it would feel like to sense your chest, back, and the region between your ribs, and all the organs inside your rib cage, including your lungs, heart, and esophagus, permeated by space, clouds of particles floating in space? Is it possible for you to imagine what it would feel like to experience your neck and your throat filled with space, surrounded by space, permeated by space. Is it possible for you to imagine the experience of your whole body from the neck down as a cloud of particles surrounded by space, permeated by space, just as sensitively as you experience the space of your hands and fingers and feet and toes? Can you imagine that as you inhale and exhale naturally, you can feel the space inside your entire respiratory system? Can you imagine that as you inhale naturally, you can experience your breath flowing up behind and around your eyes? Is it possible for you to imagine that your lips are clouds of feeling, filled with space, permeated by space, kissing space? Is it possible for you to imagine what it would feel like to experience your tongue, teeth and gums, jaw and chin, cheeks and cheekbones, and the regions between them, filled with space, permeated by space, just as sensitively and as intimately as you experience the space of your lips, hands and fingers, feet and toes? Can you imagine the space inside your ears and the space between your ears as intimately as you experience the space inside and between your lips, hands and fingers, feet and toes? Can you imagine the space between your eyes and the space between each eye and the nearest temple? Can you imagine that your eyes and eye muscles are clouds of particles floating in space, permeated by space? Can you imagine what it would feel like to sense the space touching and permeating your eyes and eyelids, in front, behind, on the sides, and the space above and below your eyes, as intimately as you experience the space touching and permeating your lips and fingers. Can you imagine experiencing that your eyebrows, forehead, temples, the sides of your head, the back of your head, and the top of your head are touched and permeated by space? Can you imagine experiencing the space between your eyelids and the back of your head? Can you imagine now sensing your whole body simultaneously as a cloud of particles, a fog of feeling, including a mist of emotion, floating in space, permeated by space, just as sensitively as you experience the space of your hands, fingers, feet, and toes? Can you imagine feeling also the space in the whole room, in addition to the space permeating you, other people, and the objects in the room? In addition to feeling the space, can you imagine visualizing the space in the whole room? And can you imagine hearing the three-dimensional silence in the space of the room, the silence out of which sounds arise, the silence in which sounds exists, and into which they fade? Can you imagine space surrounding and permeating the thoughts, visual images, and the internal dialogues of your mind as space permeates and surrounds your entire body, feelings, and emotions? Can you imagine seeing space, feeling space, hearing silence, and experiencing the space in your mind all simultaneously? Can you imagine experiencing also the sensory space in which tastes and smells occur? Is it possible for you now to experience the space of these six senses simultaneously and equally? Feeling space, seeing space, hearing silence, mind space, and the space in which tastes and smells occur. Can you imagine now including into your awareness a seventh space, the space in which you simultaneously sense past, present, and future time, a space called timelessness? Can you imagine that the aspect of awareness which is simultaneously and effortlessly witnessing these seven spaces is also a cloud surrounded and permeated by space? Can you imagine that this cloud of awareness can now diffuse throughout your experience of these seven spaces, witnessing these spaces from inside these spaces, immersing awareness into these spaces, experiencing these spaces more intimately, more subtly, more sensitively, equally and simultaneously? Is it possible for you to imagine participating in your activities with the awareness you are experiencing now? That is, in open focus.